Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Mark Carey. I'm the Wessex Electrical Control Room Manager, and I'll be hosting today's call. All of the material contained within today's call can be found on the Wessex Safety Hour website, where you'll also be able to ask questions related to the material throughout the duration of the call. I'll try and answer as many as I can at the end. Okay then, so I'll crack on with the material. 62 close calls were reported last week. That's actually down on the week before. So please remember to encourage the reporting of close calls as you come across things in the workplace. It's the only way to obviously make our work environment a safer place to be. Safety hour attendance last week was at 53%. Again, that's slightly down on last week's numbers, but we're floating around 50-ish percent mark. Incidents this week are as follows. On the 8th of the 12th, 2015 at Crewcairn, ES for item 76 reported that an RRV in possession has knocked into the old signal box and the damaged structure. 6 to 8 bricks had been knocked out. 9th of the 12th, 2015 at Rains Park, a member of the CRE staff had a road traffic accident when a car pulled out in front of him and he went into the rear of their bumper. Both drivers sustained no injuries, thankfully, but there was slight damage to both vehicles. Again, on the 9th of the 12th, 2015 at Liss, a member of Eastleigh Signal Works slipped down an embankment London side of Liss Station last Tuesday. Moving on to the attachments then within the material. The first one is in relation to Sentinel car checks and the value of carrying out frequent checks. If you're able to see the material actually depicts two pictures, the first of which was a check carried out early November, listing a gentleman's competencies. The later shows the same check carried out a week later, and in fact the competencies of the sponsor had been removed. Luckily the cost followed the procedure and performed a Sentinel swiping check. Was able to follow up, but it does highlight the importance of swiping in at every shift. You never can tell when the competencies may be removed or there may be a problem in the system. Next item then is Network Rail Operations road traffic accident that occurred on the 6th of the 12th at 5:40 a.m. Staff were travelling back from a work site at the end of their shift. Whilst travelling on the M27, the rear driver's side tyre blew out of a van, causing the vehicle to veer forwards, rear towards the central reservation. The vehicle collided with the Armco, and this collision caused the vehicle to then veer towards a hard shoulder, where the driver managed to bring the vehicle to a halt. The vehicle had been inspected before the journey, and no defects were reported. The vehicle had also been through an MOT test the month previous. And the tyres all appeared relatively new looking. Both members of staff suffered bruising at the time. Subsequently, they both had to seek medical advice and have been signed off with whiplash type injuries. Obviously, the immediate cause there was the rear driver's side tyre blew out, and the underlying cause were possible side walls of the tyre were faulty or damaged. So the next steps, so although vehicle checks are taking place, staff must use daily inspection pre-use sheets to record the inspections. Alternatively, you can use the vehicle pre-use check form contained within the Wessex app, attached to the material this week is a daily pre-use vehicle inspection sheet for your reference and use. Next item then is the encouraging of close calls. To remind everyone, a close call is an event that has the potential to cause injury or damage. The top three causes of close calls at work are site welfare and housekeeping, public protection or traffic management, and PPE. High-risk close calls include working at heights and working with electricity. Now, studies have shown that for every major accident or fatality, there are many hundreds of events of a far less serious nature. In different circumstances, these close calls could have ended up leading to a serious incident. So close calls include anything that could harm a person, including minor or major injuries or even lethal fatalities, harm the environment or protect a species, damage infrastructure, plant vehicles, tools or equipment. So all you need to do is recognise the situation, obviously recognise that it could cause harm or damage, fix or quarantine the situation if you can do so safely, always challenge unsafe behaviours and always report close calls. You should obviously report close calls because immediate risk can be removed or quarantined so that no one gets injured in the future. Also enables us to identify trends and make better decisions on what needs to be done to improve safety for everyone. Towards the end of the fact sheet, there is a best practice for close calls, which provides a talking point for you and your teams and your team meetings, and also a collection of data which indicates the number of close calls raised between November 2014 and October 2015 from various contractors as well as the Logistics Capacity Alliance. But the key thing to remember is by reporting a close call, you may save one of your colleagues from having an accident, one or more of your colleagues from having an accident in the future. The next item then on the list is some safety advice. This is in relation to global vertical tamper, an inspection carried out on the 7th of the 12th at Queen Anne Road in Bristol. Showed a defective unit. Initial inspection found that the engine had become detached from the machine at the joint between the Kawasaki engine crankcase and the Robol fan housing. During inspection, it was noted that the Kawasaki crankcase and the Robol fan housing were of the correct type, were intact and showed no signs of cracks. The centrifugal clutch was also intact. The clutch spring was in place, however, it was stretched. One of the screws that secured the crankcase and fan housings were loose under the engine cover, and on closer inspection, it was noted that the screw was too short for the application and the threads had slipped due to insufficient thread insertion. The conclusion, obviously, was that the failure was due to an incorrect screw that was not designed for the application that was being used. Obviously, it's possibly not torqued down, and the screw showed no signs of locking within either. So currently the machines for Bristol DU and the Western Route are quarantined pending further inspection by Tyne Trackside. Last but not least then is from Infrastructure Projects. It's a safety flash report. This details a slip that occurred on the 11th of October. When exiting from a welfare unit, an individual slipped on two wet and muddy steps. He tried to brake his fall with his left hand, but as the day progressed, his wrist became stiff. Following the shift, he went to the minor injuries unit and was fitted with a splint and advised to have a follow-up x-ray. Although it was only a minor injury, it could have been more serious and may have resulted in lost time. The immediate lessons that we can learn from that and implement today are, do we regularly check that our steps and access points are clean and clear of debris, particularly around welfare units, which see heavy traffic? Do our steps have handrails and do people use them? Are your steps and access points well lit so they and any hazards can be clearly seen at night? Remember, it's our responsibility to do everything we can to get our people home safe every day over the Christmas and New Year period. Okay, so that actually is all of the material contained within today's safety hour. I haven't seen any questions on the website, so I'm more than happy to open the floor now for any further questions.
Thank you, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name, then press the hash key. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. Just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. Currently, we have no questions coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. Mike, we have a question coming from the line of.
Ivan.
Please proceed.
Hi, Ivan. Hello. I just wanted to, it's not really a question, just a comment. I think the sort of website or link or whatever is really great for the Wessex Safety Hour. I think you need to, you just, it was sent out to all email addresses and it is regularly sent out every week. It was this week. There's even snow falling in the black bit, I noticed. But it's really great. It shows all the information and also it's got the recording of this call as well, so people can play back and listen to it later. Also, you could get that on the app as well. So that link is really great and has all the information. I just thought that it's really great. It's all in one place, and you can click on or whatever. And obviously, you can do that with an iPad or an iPhone or whatever. And also, the apps are really good, the Wessex apps as well. So I think the password is Wessex Safety Hour. I think that's the, yeah, password is Wessex Safety Hour, all one word. And it's got the link there, safety.nrwessex.co.uk. But that's really great. It's great for people who just want to see stuff there and then, or if you're leading a safety hour. And mustn't forget to put in record that you've been on your safety hour, because I think some people haven't been recording it. You need to make sure that that gets recorded so we know, because the 53% was down quite a bit last week, so we want to make sure. And you need to be diarying these in with your teams or whatever, making sure that it's regular every week. So sorry, Mike, just adding that in as a comment. I thought the website or link is really great.
Okay, cheers, Ivan. You beat me to the punch there. Make sure, as Ivan says, you record your attendance at the call and the attendance of all your teams so that our safety attendance is increased for next week.
Thank you so much. Currently, we have no further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone. Mike, we don't have any questions coming in, so I'm going to hand back to you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, if we've got no more questions, thanks very much, everyone, for your attendance today, and have a safe day. Thanks.